the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Gordon England.
Phil, thank you, and good morning. Thanks to everybody for being here this morning. I thank you for coming out to take a look at the Department's Bio-Based Products Initiative, but it's terrific you're all here. Mr. Secretary, I have a special thank you to you because you and the Department of Agriculture have been great partners, and Mr. Secretary Jones, I do thank you. I thank you for your personal leadership, and Senator Harkin and Senator Lugar and Congresswoman Kaptur, I thank you also, and also all the members of Congress for your partnership, but especially for your leadership in this very, very important initiative. I will tell you, we are proud in the Department of Defense to be a leader in this bio-based products effort. And by the way, a leader also in environmental stewardship. The Department, as you know, we have the largest workforce, we have the largest budget of any federal agency, and therefore we are also the largest buyer of products of anyone in the federal government. So frankly, we have a lot of market clout. And the decisions we make affect markets. They affect the products that producers decide to make. And so that gives us an opportunity, but also places on the department a responsibility in this area to set the standards and to lead the way for the federal government. And we are pleased to do that, and we are doing that. Bio-based products are an integral part of our overall strategy. Some people call it a green strategy. I just call it the department's strategy. They're an essential part of our strategic approach to national security. Many of these products are substitutes for products based on non-renewable natural resources like oil and natural gas. So when we have substitutes, it supports the president's initiatives and the national interest to reduce our dependence on foreign sources of energy. It makes our nation more secure, and that's what the Department of Defense is all about, is making our nation more secure. Our strategy also supports our long-term national security interest by protecting and preserving the environment for future generations so that they, too, can enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to the fullest here in America. And by the way, when we do this right, in almost every case, we end up saving the taxpayers money. Invariably, if you are more effective at what you do, you're also more efficient at what you do, and this is all about being effective. Now, to be clear, this is not like the latest health food fad, where you go to a specialty shop and you buy lots of additional expensive supplements and ingredients. This is about substituting an equally effective product or approach to meet a requirement you have that may well end up costing less in the end. When I looked over the program for this event, including the booths that are set up here, and by the way, I personally am going to take the time to view as many of these booths as I can this morning, I was impressed by the wide variety of products that are included here today. And I do hope that everyone here will take the opportunity to have a look at all the displays you can today. Now, fortunately, this department's confidence in bio-based approaches is not based on theory alone. DOD facilities from Washington State to Texas to Georgia to Maine are using bio-based products, and there's already a number of great success stories, and I'm just going to mention three of those. And the first is at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. In the past, if you want to remove paint and adhesives from ships, which is a big job if you're at the Naval Shipyard, they use methylene chloride product. It was a volatile, hazardous air pollutant. And then we made the switch to a soy-based paint stripper. It has fewer health risks, it's environmentally friendly, and by the way, it's a lot easier to do. Now, you don't have to do all the protective measures, don't have to have ventilators, don't have to have respirators, and so it just makes good sense. Better, and again, costs us less money. At Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, they were looking for a bio-based floor cleaner. At that base, they do not have a wastewater treatment plan. All the wastewater actually goes to the city wastewater disposal, and we didn't want all, hazardous waste having to be treated at the city wastewater. So again, they came up with another soy-based product, and it was equally effective, and it was also much better. And by the way, in that case, saved them $12,000 just in the procurement costs. Again, cost less, and did a better job. In Homestead, Joint Reserve Base, theirs is in product and education, and also the United States Marine Corps, because they have adopted biodiesel and neighborhood electrical vehicles. And they both were recipients of the White House Awards, the Closing the Circle Awards. So again, I congratulate all these great folks in the Department of Defense who are doing all this good work every single day. And I also thank everyone here. I thank you for your leadership, for your commitment, and for your service, and particularly for everyone here is wearing the cloth of our nation. I thank you for what you do for America every single day, and God bless you, and God bless your families. I'll tell you, what we do in national defense is all about preserving and protecting our liberty and freedoms for future generations. And this effort goes hand in hand. This is about protecting America for future generations. So I thank you. God bless you all. Thanks for the opportunity to be here.